hard is it going to be for him to catch up? I mean, you've been in the defense for 6 months now. How hard is it going to be for him to catch up on the fly like that?
I mean, that's like asking me, you know, how hard is it going to be for a Ferrari to get going? You know, he's that's what he is. I view him as a well-oiled machine, and you know, he's a very smart guy. So I can't tell you how long it's going to take for him to get things going. So, you know, he's going to do everything he can to get ready. You know, some guys learn faster than others. You know, I'm not the smartest fish in the barrel myself. So, you know, he may probably catch on. He may come out and, you know, be right there. But, you know, I definitely expect him for whenever he's ready to be full tilt and to give it his all and to do whatever it takes for him to be ready. So, you know, that's one thing I can promise you, that he's going to prepare. So, you know, the results we're going to see.
Is this a complicated defense, like versus other systems you've played in? Kind of describe what his learning curve is going to be. I mean, do you view this as a complicated defense?
To a super smart guy like John Beeson, it's probably, you know, as simple as ABC. But to a guy like I said, like me, you know, it may be difficult. So I don't know. You know, it all depends on how people, you know, interpret things. You know, I feel like with defenses, you know, you try to classify things and group things together to make it understandable for yourself. And you know, I think he's done that in the past too. With, you know, with the way his career has went, you know, with not being having much football background and learning. So, you know, he's definitely equipped mentally to be able to pick it up. And, you know, he's a guy that can learn on the fly. So I'm excited to see, you know, where he comes in and how fast he pick it up. You know, as far as, you know, predicting how long it's going to take, I don't know. But like I said, I one thing for sure is he's going to give it his all, and he's going to prepare the way he's always has done. And, you know, that's what I expect from him. And we're going to see how things turn out, but I definitely expect for him to work his butt off and be ready.
Isn't the question, though, how much he can use his hand?
Man, that's kind of, you know, pass rushing is not necessarily about pushing and grabbing and pulling. You know, it's about hand combat. You know, you put your hand on me, I knock it off, and you know, you do something, I lift. You know, if you watch JP and truly study him, you know, he's not a big grab guy. You got some guys that rush the passer and play the run that push pull grab guys like that, but JPP, he's just so powerful. Sometimes he can just lift guys with, you know, not grabbing them and things like that. So for his game, the way he plays and the way I study him and see the things he do, you know, I think he'll be all right, you know. But, you know, a lot of that with injuries is the mental part of it. You know, like for me, for example, dealing with an ankle or whatever, you know, you got to get over the mental part and teach yourself that you're okay. And so I think once he does that, once he feels comfortable, I think he'll be the same JPP that we all have grown to love and see. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited for it. You know, I just want to get him back and, you know, work with my guy, so I'm looking forward to it.
You guys have spent, you know, months talking about the idea of you can't think about the what ifs if he's on the field and what his presence can do to the rest of the line. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten there yet? Have you been able to think about what this is going to be like if he's out there?
I think the standard is set regardless of who out there. Whether it's you out there at D tackle, you know, playing on double team, you know, if you come out there with us, we're gonna expect for you to be a monster out there. And that's just the standard that we have of our guys and the tradition and the way that we try to approach the game. That, you know, no matter who's out there, we have a bar that's set and we want to reach it. And so whether he's out there, whether I'm out there, whoever, we expect to be able to play at a high level. And so that's the way we go about things, and that's the way we're gonna try to do. And if we get him back, he's gonna have that bar set, you know. Hurt, injured, whatever, if you're out there, that's what's expected. So that's just the mindset that we have going forward. So,
have you ever wondered, like, if my hand had an injury like that, like, what would it be like to play?
I have, but, you know, I did that once. You know, I broke my hand. I broke my third metatarsal, whatever you want to call it. I broke that in college once, and I played with a big cast, and I didn't have anything at all. And so, it was tough, but, you know, you manage. You know, you look at Patrick Willis, he became a first-round draft pick, you know, with a ball the whole season. And, you know, I don't know if you guys remember him coming out of Ole Miss, but he played with a ball in his hand. He couldn't grab anything. But, you know, I think one time against Tennessee, I had like 25 tackles. So, you know, it's going to be tough, but, you know, anything worth having is worth working for. And I do believe that he's going to put in that work. And, you know, we're going to see what happens. But I'm excited to have him back, as a friend and as a teammate. And, you know, what happens on the field is going to happen, and I think he'll be right, though.